Yesterday on the broadcast, we were in verse 23 of 1 Peter chapter 1, and we spent our whole time there with the first part of that verse. Let me read it again for you. Being born again, which is a necessity, it's an imperative. If you wish to be born again, if you wish to be saved, if you wish to go to heaven, then you're going to have to be born again, not of corruptible seed, he says here. That's of the flesh. That's the fleshly birth. Not of the seed of man, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the incorruptible seed, and that comes about by the word of God. In other words, it's incorruptible. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be done away with. Your spiritual birth then becomes everlasting. Your fleshly birth is for a season. The scriptures make that very clear. It fades away very quickly. But your incorruptible seed, your soul and your spirit, the born-again experience that you have through the Word of God is incorruptible, and it comes to us through the Word of God, which, that's the Word of God, liveth and abideth forever. Now here we have a very close tie between the Bible that we hold in our hands, and thank God for those who have labored and prayed and worked, and for the precious Holy Spirit that has preserved our Bible, that we may have the very Word of God. And so we have that Word of God. Then John says in the first chapter in the book of John, he says that Jesus Christ is that Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So here is a very close tie between the Bible that we hold in our hands and the very precious Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So our new birth, our spiritual birth, comes through hearing the Word of God and what it tells us about the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save us. We trust Him, repenting of our sins, and turn to Him unconditionally, and we become born of the Spirit. And the Word of God, it says, liveth and abideth forever. So if the very ground and pillar of our salvation is incorruptible, and if it liveth and abideth forever, then I do not see why anyone could ever say anything reading the Bible except that our salvation that we have in Christ is incorruptible, because it comes from the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You can have only one physical birth. Consequently, you can have only one spiritual birth. You cannot go back and keep being born again and again and again and again and again. Because if you did that, your salvation is based upon the blood of Jesus Christ being shed for you on Calvary. And if you had to go back again, then you deny that precious blood in its being efficacious for the eternal redemption of mankind. And that blood would have to be shed again for you. And Jesus says, the Bible says to us in Hebrews, that Jesus offered His blood once in the end of the world for the salvation of mankind. Now let's go to verse 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. Now that's an interesting statement. He's telling them now, your flesh is just like grass. That's the corruptible birth. You're being born, and having the body that you live in is as grass. It will die. It will fade away in the wintertime. It will die because it doesn't have the light and the water and so forth. And the glory of man as the flower of the grass. And so the human body can reach quite a great height. The blossom, the bloom is beautiful, and a human life can be a beautiful and is a beautiful thing, particularly when it is lived in the light of the Bible and in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But all of the glory that you may receive in this life, whether it be secular glory in reaching a high place politically or economically or educationally or whatever, it's going to fade away like the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. So this old human body in which we live is going to die. It's going to fade away. It's going to fall away. It's going to die. Listen, don't put all of your effort upon your fleshly body. Don't put all of your thoughts on your fleshly body. That's what the world does. That's the way the world lives. That's the way the world acts. That's the way the world moves. They move with all of the emphasis upon the fleshly body, with no recognition of an eternity that is going to come hereafter, no recognition of a heaven and hell, heaven to gain through trusting Christ and a hell to shun by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, he says, the grass withereth and the flower falleth away. So look, maybe they do beat on your body with sticks. Maybe they do pull your fingernails out because of your preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just read some news reports just yesterday of persecution in some other parts of the world of Christians who are being terribly mistreated and beaten and even killed because they preach the gospel. You see, the day of martyrdom is not over yet. It is not over yet. We have not passed the time when the devil will see that Christians preaching the gospel in some areas are killed. How thankful I am for America and many other countries. Thank God for all of the countries that will allow the gospel to be preached in them. For there are some who will kill those who would witness and preach the gospel. But this old body, he says, why are you worrying? Don't be fretful about your persecution, because it's just against your body. They can't touch your soul. Christian today, if you're being ridiculed and if you're being made fun of, and if you're suffering for Jesus' sake because you've taken a stand from God, and your family wants to reject or does reject you, and things aren't around the home and family like it ought to be, because you have trusted Christ and because you are a Christian, they can't hurt anything but your body. They cannot do a thing with your eternal soul. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by the gospel is preached unto you. We're preaching you that you are born of the Spirit, and the world can't touch your spirit and your soul, even though they might cause your body to suffer. Isn't that tremendous comfort today to one who is undergoing persecution? Well, we'll take up chapter 2. Beginning tomorrow.